Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Greetings and welcome. You are listening to the Dr. Juul Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, and you have tuned in to the Juul Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, broadcasting the sciences of light and living, hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome, and I'm here and excited that I'm with you in our new year, 2012. So as you know, last week was our day out of time, and last Thursday was the beginning of 2012 by the Mayan calendar, which accurately measures the cycles of our planet and our solar system relative to cycles and perpetual progression of evolution. So it is referred to as a clock of types, but primarily it is a perpetual measurement of progression of cycles. And by the calculations, this is now the 2012th cycle for planet Earth. And as you know, we've had a lot of information that has been left for us describing what the next 5 years are going to hold. So here we are actually now in 2012, glad to be here, excited to be here, and we have some wonderful things to talk about. I love always going back to the basics. I don't want us to get way too far out with understanding what is the foundational science of what the Dr. Juul Balancing Program does. How does looking at geometry cause our brains to change or re-engineer? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but in the duration of that discussion, I do want, again, to talk with you. So you can call in. You can get on your lines now. Please call me at 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531, so that as soon as I give you the science behind neurogenesis and what actually happens when the nervous system is continuously nurtured and exposed to sacred geometry, you'll know literally what's happening with your brain every time you engage in this focus exercise. It's very scientific, very precise, has been not spoken of for over 5,000 years, but the time is now for everybody to achieve a balanced and fully integrated brain to be able to function in the 21st century. That's what this is all about. So we'll be right back after this message, and please call me if you have questions or comments. Dial early, 347-215-9531, and we'll be right back after this message. Be right back.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings. How are you? And has everyone signed in? Has everyone called in? Okay, let me give you the number. That number is 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. And I am just looking at my documents here. You know, it's so interesting. I just wish, well, that's not true. I'm envisioning that all of you finally allow yourselves to begin to rebuild yourselves from the inside out, and that you will decide that it's very important for you to invest in yourself starting from the inside out, not just the hair, not just the nails, not just the clothes and the perfume, you know, maybe a facial or massage, but let's go deep. Let's go deep. Nervous system, most important, most important. What are you doing to develop your nervous system? This is very important. And I tell you, the greatest investment that you'll make that you'll never have to replace again is investing in balancing the brain. That's incredibly important. You want to do that. And so, therefore, by investing in the brain, so many things occur. And especially if you balance the brain. If you re-engineer the brain, it's amazing what things occur. So I have done a lot of research and a lot of work at really looking at how can I explain in today's modern society what happens when we allow ourselves to expose ourselves to sacred geometry. Now, we all know that everything has a geometric template. And so if you didn't know that, just look around the room or wherever you are, et cetera. Shape and size and form are due to geometry. What is geometry? Well, it's very interesting. Geometry literally are the physical manifestation of the laws of how light bends and folds upon itself. Amazing. Yes, it is, but that's it. So when you're looking at geometry, you're looking at a universal natural law of how the electromagnetic spectrum folds on itself. And when it takes that particular formation, then photons literally will fill up that space and literally condense to manifest a what we perceive as solid state of matter, all of which, all matter is literally the collapsing or coagulation of the electromagnetic spectrum upon itself. Different frequencies, photons moving at different rates or speeds, different angles in reality, but it all comes from the same source. So, we've learned so much about the nervous system relative to sacred geometry and quantum physics. And one of the things, and I'm so excited about this, is that having moved through medicine for, you know, the last 30 years, et cetera, to hear all of the misinformation that had to be disbanded and the truth had to be revealed is so exciting. You know, we used to be told, and we were taught that, you know, only bones regenerate, skin regenerates, liver regenerates on the inside of the body. Of course, hair and nails, skin regenerates. But other than that, if you were injured or traumatized, you know, we hoped that things came back together. But we knew that you could get over broken bones and arteries could be repaired and that kind of thing and skin. But your organs, oh, no, only liver. Well, when we found out that it was not just the liver, that literally all the major organs could regenerate. All the organs could regenerate. And that was so wonderful, but they still said brain tissue damaged, too bad. it's always going to be damaged, and we know that's not true. So we now know that the brain literally is plastic, 75% fat, 75-80% water. It's very, very gelatinous, almost like pudding, literally. A healthy brain is almost like pudding, and it's filled with cells that have specific purposes. You have three major type cells in the brain: astrocytes, glial cells, and neurons. And as we know, the glial cells are incredible. They work as the scaffolding to help maintain shape, but also they are responsible for maintaining the hygiene along with the astrocytes, as well as maintaining proper lymph, or should I say immune activity in the brain. Glial cells are very, very important, but the neurons are what we call the emperor and empress of the brain. Those are the cells that do the majority of the electromagnetic transmission and also the production of corresponding chemicals. They make any chemical you can think of for the physical body. So we do know that the most magnificent pharmaceutical company is the human brain. So let's just talk a little bit here about neurogenesis. And neurogenesis obviously happens in young children. Obviously their brain is growing, but this also occurs in adults, thank goodness. Our brain will continuously grow. It will continuously reform, reshape itself relative to the state of consciousness of the individual and the environment that the individual exposes themselves to. That is the order. Thought first, consciousness first, and then consciousness dictates environment and action, which then determines what the brain and the cellular components of the brain will do. So the discovery of neurogenesis in the adult brain has changed the way that neuroscientists think about brain development. Adult neurogenesis refers specifically to the growth of new neurons in the adult brain. And this literally finally was documented in the early 1990s. So not until that time, it was not accepted by science that the human literally could continuously grow and develop new neurons and complete new orientations of the brain up until that time. So growth processes in the brain were, prior to 1990, thought to be limited to the developmental period, that is, up until you or perceived to complete your adolescence. So, therefore, once an individual passed into the misnomer, again, known as adulthood, because most adult bodies do not have completely balanced and locked brains. So, therefore, they have not completely completed their maturation process. We've talked about this. So, listen to me very carefully. That most individuals, due to events that have occurred early in childhood that promoted that individual to perceive fear, insecurity, or a deficit in any aspect of their environment, whether it's food, clothing, caretakers, safety, the brain then literally becomes hyperactive at that level of awareness. And usually from the age of from 9 months until 5 years old, the aspect of the brain that most people are evolving through is known as the reptilian brain. And if any of these types of perceptions of lack, fear, inadequacy, lack of nurturing, abuse occur between 9 months to 5 years old, the reptilian brain literally becomes hyperactive. It becomes enlarged, and the individual usually remains most of their life processing all of their life events through this hyperactive, hypertrophied, which means to be enlarged, area of the brain. And their awareness does not grow forward as the rest of the brain matures. Now, what happens is that without the awareness being present in a particular area of the brain, the development of those neurons occurs minimally. You do not have full development of any area of the brain if the consciousness of the individual does not reside or is not centered and focused in that area. So this is what is so interesting, that when they do SPECT scans or MRIs, et cetera, they can see that there's blood going into all the different areas of the brain. They may see electrical transmissions going through all areas of the brain. But it's only certain areas of the brain that that individual is consciously aware of that is using certain areas of the brain. In consciousness, do we see long-term chronic electromagnetic activity in the brain, which is why, because people have had different experiences in their developmental periods, et cetera, that you will see that their awareness can move very differently from point to point in the brain and can reside there for long periods of time, which allows them to be able to elicit and exemplify unique capabilities and characteristics. So, for example, the mathematical area of the brain, which literally is front and what we call inferior but superior orbital frontal lobe positioning, many people who do not have a acumen in mathematics, you will not see a lot of intense activity in that area of the brain, in the prefrontal cortex, but above the occipital nerve or the orbit of the eye. So why is that one person's consciousness able to move so easy to the mathematical, numerical areas of the brain and someone else is not? It is literally due to, first of all, consciousness, and then secondarily to environmental stimuli and support. So it's very important to understand that the areas of the brain that develop completely are areas of the brain where the individual's consciousness is focused and centered. And if your awareness is diverted or arrested to stay in particular areas of the brain, the areas of the brain superior to and what we call ventral or in front of, moving higher into the front of the brain, do not fully develop. So if you know, for example, you were scared out of your wits at 3 years old, or something very traumatic happened to you at 4 or 5 or whatever the situation can be, then that automatically explains to you that you know that you've got to get treated for that. And if no one literally has treated you for such things, and there are treatments such as regression therapy, et cetera, but that still doesn't allow all of the rest of the brain to harmonize and to synchronize itself with the remaining areas of the brain that for so long were underdeveloped because of your arrested state of awareness harboring in only certain segments of the brain. That's why we talk about the fact that most people only use somewhere between 5, maximum 10% of the brain, because their awareness has never been promoted and allowed to literally move into and remain centered in these underdeveloped areas of the brain. So that's why on the balancing program, people will immediately admit to you that they had new capabilities. Well, the capabilities were always there in the brain, but the reason why it is perceived that it's new, because the individual was never able to, in consciousness and awareness, be able to actualize and enter into these areas of the brain where the
programmed capabilities of these areas of the brain could now be recognized and then literally animated through the physical body. So this is a biggie that people are definitely missing out on in regards to what the balancing program does. So it's very interesting because even in this article that I'm reviewing with you, they talk about the fact that using the eyeball, the olfactory bulb, okay, which is the structure that literally is projected out below the frontal lobe, which is known as the eyeball, will, if continuously stimulated, bring about growth and development of two areas of the brain known as the hippocampus, okay, and as well as additional structures in the limbic system. And so all the limbic system deals literally with memory, fear, anxiety states, etc., which in most individuals, especially in the Western world, are usually underdeveloped because the conscious awareness of the individual did not have the opportunity to grow and fully develop that deeply in the brain because it was literally arrested in more brainstem activities, okay, which is where most of the reptilian brain activity is found. So the capacity to grow nerves, which is what the definition of neurogenesis is very, very important to occur throughout one's entire life because you have this huge brain. And, you know, we talk about seven major circuits of the brain, but every major circuit has minor circuits in it. And then we have a level of development of the brain that still scientists don't really know much about that deals with sensations of energy that are not necessarily considered what we call physical at this time. And so those sensations that we are aware of, known as the emotions that many people generate and create, really is processed by a part of the brain known as the subtle brain. And the subtle brain also has seven major circuits. And only now, moving into the 21st century, are we going to begin to be able to interact with this more subtle anatomy of ourselves because we now have developed technology that is able to interact and identify fields of energy that have not yet taken on a physical manifestation of itself. Okay, so we have the brain that deals with particular frequencies, but we also have a subtle anatomy brain that has not taken on physical manifestation, and it probably won't. It deals with the anatomy of the body that still is not, to our present level of vision, physical, but still very much there, which is why even though most people are not able to see the physical body, the emotional body, they can sense it, okay? And that's what they talk about, how they feel, the vibrations, et cetera. Even though if you ask them, where is your emotional body, they couldn't tell you because it is a field of energy. So, again, it's very interesting to recognize that the neurons do grow. I'm looking at a really wonderful diagram that actually shows that there's something at the end of the axon, which is a specialized extension of the neurons that can grow very, very long, up to 8 or 9 feet. And these axons, literally, when bundled together, is what composes the spinal cord. Did you know that? That the actually nucleus or the mother of the cell of the nerves that literally are bundled together to form your spinal cord sit in your brain. And that one arm of these neurons literally has grown so long to extend to the big toe and to the calf muscle and to the knee and to the thigh and to the pelvis and to the intestines, et cetera, that it literally is feet, you know, 5-6 feet long, but they are bundled. So that's why they make this nice sleek cord that literally is protected by bone that runs down your spine that composes the center of your spine. But that is an axon, that is an extension, or what we call an arm from the nerve cells that are in your brain. And they have this little cute thing called a growth cone, and this growth cone is very interesting because it responds to chemicals, and it responds to corresponding cells to literally direct its growth as it grows through the brain, because we know for a fact that by looking at the balancing symbols, the neurons grow, but they grow to meet other segments of the brain and to merge with other neurons that have compatible but yet what we call faster vibrating frequencies. So a person can know one thing at the level that they come to the balancing program. By the time they complete the balancing program, what they know about what they knew has evolved to such incredible levels of knowledge and information that they had no comprehension of the existence of this capability, of this information, prior to coming to the balancing program. Why? Because those neurons, at the time they entered into the balancing program, literally grew and sought out areas of the brain that literally had higher resonance rates or frequencies of information relative to the basic knowledge that was stored in the present neurons at the time that they began the program. So what we find is that we have segments in our brain that with the basic knowledge that we may have, the neurons will be directed to connect to and assimilate with the areas of the brain that will give additional information and information that resonates at a higher frequency. So literally the individual becomes multidimensional in the awareness of what they previously knew at the time they came to the balancing program. So it's almost like being able to see through multiple layers of glass, and each of the layers of glass are containing different information, different colors, but yet still it's transparent, and you can see every layer and see how all of these things come together relative to the one perspective that you brought to your initial event with balancing. It's extremely important. It's very interesting that you can know one thing and that by the time you are balanced and locked, that one aspect of what you knew now has many, many, many more dimensions. It has exhibited itself with many, many, many more characteristics and capabilities. It has hooked you into knowledge and references that you had no comprehension were ever associated prior to having your brain integrated, balanced, and locked. So it's a wonderful experience, but I do want you to understand that doing this simple process does cause change in brain structure, in neuronal organization, in perception, and in brain function, because also what happens is that the chemistry of the body drastically changes at the completion of the basic balancing program. So if we took your blood and assayed it, et cetera, for standardized content of neurotransmitters, and then 6 months, 8 months, a year later, we actually drew your blood again, the consistency would be drastically different. And that is why we know that many people who had health problems coming to the balancing program, those health problems have rescinded, have resolved. Obviously, that's because of the change in chemistry that happens when groups of neurons begin to communicate. And that happens because the thought patterns change. And so that is why we know that all diseases originate from states of consciousness. And when we can literally change and change permanently the state of consciousness of the individual, that changes and permanently changes the quality of the blood. And so, therefore, the individual has a permanent changed state of activity and performance in the physical body. So people look different at the end of balancing. One of the things that happens is that a lot of the stress, a lot of the fear, the anxiety that these individuals brought to the program literally is dissolved. Why? The neurons have access to more areas of the brain. The neurons now can access more data. That means that the conscious awareness of the individual sees more options, sees choices, they can see and perceive that they can do things differently, or perhaps that they don't even need to do anything. And that automatically causes the sense of fear or inadequacy to definitely significantly diminish. And when that happens, the chemistry associated with that kind of perception significantly diminishes in the bloodstream. So with the diminution of perceptions of fear, inadequacy, insecurity, lessening in the bloodstream, all of these states of consciousness cause an increased release of adrenaline into the bloodstream, which immediately diminishes immune function. So with the diminution of these states of consciousness, these emotions, the amount of adrenaline, ATCH in the blood drops, and then guess what happens? Immune function activates and increases in its activity so that individuals now have a full functional immune system. And with a full functional immune system, anything that is out of order in the body will be corrected. So it's that time again, I tell you, every time I want to go and start teaching you about these things, time in your machine, that chronometer just keeps ticking away. It just has no compassion for the exchange of intellect and just profound wisdom. It doesn't care about that. It just ticks, 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 which is why one day you'll finally get on telling time by cycles. So the cycle now has come that it's time for you to have an update. You can have your update on what's happening here. We've had a lot of activities go on with our sun activity, and so let's see if we get an update or not. And if not, then guess what? I get a chance to go to the telephones, and I'm excited about that. Okay, 347-215-9531 is my telephone number that you can reach me on to talk or chat, to comment, and we'll be right back after this message.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal diamond matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential. You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings, everyone. I'm back, and as you know, we've been speaking about neurogenesis and how doing something so simple as looking at geometry, focusing upon it, literally causes the neurons of the brain to change shape, size, function, and connection. And it's like magic, but it's quite scientific. So it's that time now. It's a new cycle where we have to get updated on what's happening in our solar system and how that's affecting us and planet Earth. And as you know, our tissue engineer, Miss Julie Appleby of Diamond Light World, is here. Again, we are learning about the subtle anatomy, and she does wonderful things like help you get your light grid activated. And so everything is built on a grid of light, and so is your body. And to have that activated so that you can begin to have direct communication with every cell in your body is increasingly important in the 21st century. And so, therefore, light obviously originates from our sun, and what the sun does affects all grids of light, and so that's why her report is so important. And so thanks, Julie, for calling in. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Jewel. Hello, listeners. I'm good, thank you, and how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous, thank you. We've been talking about neurogenesis. So what is going on here with our sun and with planet Earth in regards to its evolution?
I think we're at a bit of a crossroads, and what we decide in a personal sense has a huge impact on what is also happening with the planetary grids, because it's been very, very interesting what's been happening over the last couple of days, and it is almost as if the planetary grids have become very dense and almost locked in as a result of the collective energies that have been poured into them. So it is very interesting that the sun's firing up again, you know, that we have a lot more activity. We've just had, there was quite a fascinating looped flare. I don't know if you actually saw it on space weather, a really unusual one that was a magnetic field created as a consequence of two connecting sunspots, and a very unusual event. I think it was 2-3 days ago, and they're expecting the impact of that to hit the geomagnetic field certainly by tomorrow at the latest. But of course we would have been feeling that already. And there's then, again, as you say, there's been another M-class flare since then. So, the sun's firing up right on time, which is obviously pouring more light into the grids. And this has come up before, you know, it's almost like there's a battle. And I don't like to use the word because ultimately it is really just a decision for ourselves, but it is almost that there's a battle going on in the collective field, and what we do as individuals is really significant and important. So to have, it's interesting you're talking about the neurogenesis, to have the neurological framework to be able to see alternative options and to be able to hold the focus for our vision right now at the start of this new cycle is so, so important so that we can support and work with the light that's actually coming in and support that as far as the planetary grids are concerned as well. So we need to hold our personal grids really strong and embrace as much of that incoming light as possible as the sun starts waking up again. So that's really what I'm getting at the moment, what is so important at the beginning of this cycle. Our intentions and what we do really matter.
Well, I'll say that. That's really true, that what we think matters, and that means it actually becomes physical. That's for real.
Yes.
That's very important. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's very intense.
So it's been very intense. You know, I don't know if anybody watched the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, but that was just overlaid with some really heavy energy that was being pumped through ley lines because it was connected with sacred sites in the UK. It was just quite phenomenal. You know, I kind of sat and watched it with a very objective eye and could hardly believe what my eyes were seeing, basically.
Yeah, well,
so,
you know,
so yeah, what we do is important right now.
Exactly, and I think it's wonderful, again, that when you have balanced brains and locked infused corpus callosum, what you can see, you have to remember that so many people, you know, aren't endowed with the capacity to really use a lot of what the eye can see because the brain is underdeveloped. And so, again, you know, I'm sure that what you saw, many, many, many people did not see, and it's not because they didn't have eyes to see, but, you know, the brain not completely imbalanced, they missed a lot of stuff. And isn't that amazing that you actually see something and then not see it, even though it's right there, because these areas of the brain that would interact and perceive these levels of energy have not been developed. Amazing, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Yeah.
But it was, I found it fascinating, too. You know, sort of I'd rushed because I'd been guided to create the what I called the Olympic realignment, which is a free meditative process that I've put out there, and I put it in my last newsletter, asking people to work with it. And we did some work with Black Diamond to help to clear the ley lines and clear the sacred sites that were involved and to clear the grids and what have you, before knowing what the opening ceremony and what was actually going to happen. So I was really fascinated to then see the energies that they were working with during the opening ceremony. And it kind of, again, you know, validated that guidance and put the emphasis on trusting. And I would say to people as well, that's another really, really significant thing, is to make that connection to their divine self through the grids. And to absolutely trust in the guidance that they're receiving through that.
Okay. So now that was very interesting too. So you said something very profound, I think, that people should be aware of. That you're saying that with the knowledge that you have based on the brain that you re-engineered, that you are now able to interact with the earth grid and to align your energies with it in such a way that you can minimize the effects of a lot of the chaotic energy that's being projected from the sun and from other people's states of consciousness. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and the more of us that do that, the more stable we're able to hold the earth grid. But it starts with us as individuals, so we have to do that for ourselves first. So again, you know, as you're saying, you know, that balanced brain as well as a strong and stable light grid that is activated within, and that we keep on working with that. Because as you've said before, Dr. Jewel, and as is very evident, the diamond light grid is a fractal pattern that is found both within the very minutest aspects of our cellular structure and our body, and it's found also within the structures of the earth grid, and it's very connected to a lot of the sacred sites around the planet. So it's that fractal influence and that effect that we have when we strengthen our own presence. So it actually enhances that ability to communicate through the fractal, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, again, you know, the brain is the key. So if we can get everybody to invest in brain development, and because what does the brain do? It primarily processes all of these different wavelengths of light, and to invest in then understanding that and how that relates to the body, I think that'll be the key to really holding our little home on this planet Earth together and secure, right?
Absolutely.
Well, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your update, Julie. We look for you next week.
And
as you know, we're on vacation, and we'll be coming back full blast in September, and we're looking forward for the new series of the Diamond Light Show. So that's the vision I'm holding for you, Julie. And so you can let us know with the Jewel Network. How about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots going on, lots of reevaluation and organizing and ideas. And, yeah, there's a lot of information that's integrating at the moment. So the holiday or the break is absolutely necessary in order to be able to do that. So timely is at the start of a new cycle too.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much. And Julie will be back next week, everyone. So thank you, Julie. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good week, everybody. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Julie.
Bye.
So as usual, you know, Julie always comes and keeps us connected, because, you know, what is all this for is that we're balancing our brains so that we can obviously have a greater insight into ourselves, and ourselves also relates to our environment. And this is an issue that we are still working with, is that we do not comprehend that I am another you, and that you are another me, and that you and I are basically miniature reflections of the planet Earth. So you're planet Earth, I'm a planet Earth, everybody's a planet Earth, and not understanding that this is the breakdown that we've experienced because everybody's kind of walking around and they're not able to see the integration and the relationship and the wholeness of how everything relates. But if you don't have a balanced and integrated brain, how would you be able to see the relationship and the wholeness with everything? So it kind of becomes an oxymoron, is that for an individual to really recognize that, no, I don't want to go around and break the leaves off the trees and just, you know, kick the flowers and break them down and drop paper on the street and, you know, dump poisons in the water and dig big holes and just leave them gaping in the earth and, you know, burn waste and debris and let it all go out in the air, et cetera, as though I don't have to contend with any of it. Like, I don't have to breathe it and I don't have to drink it and, you know, my food doesn't have to be grown in the soil, et cetera. All of this happens because the brain isn't integrated. And so that's why all of these individuals have done these things, that, you know, they're not looking at the fact, well, if I put pesticides here on the plants and if I decide to take the seeds and, you know, put in foreign DNA, you know, here we have strawberries that are spliced with fish genes, okay, so that I can get another crop of strawberries in a year's time, except other than normally one crop, et cetera, that's not going to affect me. It's not going to affect other people, and they're not going to affect me, that if they eat the strawberry that I created that now has foreign DNA in it, okay, that those people are not going to affect me? Well, that's crazy. Of course it's going to affect you. So you may not be the one that is eating the strawberry fish fruit, okay, which is what it is, but guess what? Everybody else that is eating it is walking around you. They're teaching your children. They're driving your buses. You know, they're working at the gas stations and the grocery stores and, you know, fixing the elevators in the office building you may be working in or whatever, and they are affecting you. And so if for no other reason, if you didn't get this incident that happened in Colorado, what do you think that was about? None of those people knew that gentleman who went in there and basically decided that it was necessary for him to have to bring harm to as many people as possible. None of them saw him. They never knew him prior to that event. But what he did affected all of these people. And now all of these people have what? They've affected the world in some way, either by having to just be aware of it, all their friends, their associates, the organizations that they were a part of, the many people that died, et cetera. The entire planet has been affected by that one person and the response of all the other people to the one person, because we're all one. Yeah. And therefore, and not until we get this and start paying attention to ourselves, which is if there's somebody on the street that obviously is acting out of balance, looks out of balance, appears to be out of balance, that we figure out what we can do to help them and to help them in such a way where they don't wind up in that state again, not just, you know, give a piece of clothing or, you know, some money for one meal, et cetera. The person needs genuine help, because when they don't get it, we have all of these different types of situations, the postal situations and the Columbines and the movie houses. It goes on and on and on. And these are medical circumstances, whether you know it or not. These people are the big pimple on your face. These are the big cold sores on your mouth that you're not getting it. There's something going on with the immune system in you. There's something going on with the filtering system of your liver and of your kidneys, that you got the big zit on your face, that the liver and the kidneys and the lungs and the colon can't get the poisons out fast enough, so it's got to come out through the skin and right there on your face for you to see. And are you just going to pat some stuff on the top of it and hope it goes away, and you're not going to get busy cleaning up inside deep? Because there's more of that where it came from. There's more of the gentleman, like the gentleman who's walking around amongst you, who created the Colorado event, who created the postal event, who created Columbine. There's many more of these people around, and just a miniature shift in the environment, they are going to go off like popcorn. And we have many, many of them. So what are we going to do? So is that really justifiable for RoboCop to come out and for all of these, you know, SWAT type of tanks and things? Is that going to really solve the problem? Unless there's a tank, there's a RoboCop for every person. So we know that that is just a Band-Aid, an aggressive, violent Band-Aid for an issue that each and every one of us is not looking at ourselves, because we're a part of it. If you're not bringing yourself into balance, if you're not recognizing that you are affecting everything and everyone else, and asking yourself, if I'm doing things that I know are not in my own best interest, then obviously I'm adversely affecting everybody else. So the drug addicts know this, okay? The people who recognize that they feel that they have to contrive to take from others against their will, whatever it may be. They call it robbery or theft or whatever. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, white-collar crime, blue-collar crime, or, you know, in the drugstore crime, whatever that's known as. The point is that the individuals have an imbalanced brain. They're not using all of the neurons of the brain in a harmonious, synchronized way, because they would recognize you cannot steal from anybody else. You can't take advantage of anybody else. You can't prostitute or pimp anybody else without doing it to yourself. And so do you have to blow up the planet before you get it? Okay. I know that I'm sitting in a very interesting position because my brain is balanced. That's why I'm doing this radio show, to tell you how important it is for you to understand why you have to develop that nervous system. Because I'm a totally different person. I see everything quite differently. I behave differently. I interact with people differently because all of this is me, all of it. So I don't have a lot of activity outside of my perimeter, but it's very interesting. You follow me around. I spend a lot of time picking up paper that I could rationalize and say, I don't know anything about. Why do I have to pick up this paper as I go into the grocery store or I go into the post office, or that I'm getting out of my car, or as I go into my gym, my exercise place, I'm picking up paper. That wasn't me that threw the paper down, because at the end of the day, when I go out, I empty my purse and put my trash in the garbage, because I put my trash in my purse. I don't drop it on the street or in somebody's house or at somebody else's door, et cetera. It goes in my purse. Because I recognize that that piece of paper that I drop on the street or in place of somebody else's business or even in front of my own gym or exercise place poisons everybody else. It causes havoc for everybody else. And why would I want to do that? I don't want it for me, so why would I put it out there for everybody else? A cigarette butt, a pop can, a water bottle. Why would I do any of that? You know, a half of a hamburger. You know, they didn't want it. Why am I looking at it? A chicken bone or any of these things. It doesn't matter. A bottle cap, an old lighter, whatever. Why is it on the street where you have to walk, where everybody has to walk? Because it's all of us is you. And these are the things you have to think about. And if it's not anything you've ever contemplated before, that the paper on the street, you have to take a bath and a shower in that. That has to be cooked into your food, because that's what happens. So all you have to do is take a tour of the water purification system, and they'll show you the huge, huge rooms of trash, cigarette bottles. What do they call those things? The little filters off the cigarillos and the cigarette filters and all these things, huge rooms. I was just aghast. I had never seen so much toilet paper in my life until I went to visit the water purification plant. They have huge, huge rooms where they just filter all this gross trash out. And I got very clear at that point that I will never drop in consciousness ever again a piece of paper or any debris on the streets, because if it rains, it gets flushed down into the sewer, you're going to take a bath in it. You're going to drink it. You're going to make your baby's formula. Yeah, you are. You're going to make your favorite drink, your favorite meal out of the water that's been saturated with cigarette butts and, you know, cigarillos and, you know, wrappers from hamburgers and whatever else people drop down on the street. So it all comes back to you. And it gets very clear when the brain is communicating, when the right and left hemisphere of the brain is communicating, when those neurons are connecting and firing from the prefrontal cortex, the temporal lobes, the parietal lobes, occipital lobes together on one thought, you see the 3D, 4D, 5D picture. So trust me, these are the signs and symptoms of an underdeveloped nervous system that we decided that only Tinseltown, how the hair looks and the nails and, you know, our lips and our clothes, et cetera, is enough. It is not, because I saw the family members of those people who were injured and killed who went to the movies in Colorado, and I tell you, they would have done anything to be able to have their relatives and husbands and children with them. And they all had great clothes on and whatever else that was what, totally torn off, bloodstained or whatever else, because what did that matter when the actual mainframe computer was going wacko? And so they all had to basically deal with someone else's mainframe computer going wacko. Of course, theirs went wacko too. Many of these people will be traumatized for months and years to come if they do not get proper treatment. And one of the things I have to say about this, and I must tell you that the balancing program treats this kind of disorder. And this tool in the presence of an individual who is adept and capable of understanding neuropathology and how to move a person's awareness around the brain can do awesome things in a very short period of time for people who are presently suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. This does not have to be something where people have to be on drugs forever and walking around like near zombies, or to be traumatized where they're afraid to go out, to see a flashing light, to, you know, hear a movie advertisement. You know, the people were talking about, you know, they don't want to see a movie ever again, and the movie, you know, and of course that's extreme perception, but that's what happens in a traumatized brain that is not fully integrated. Those kind of conclusions that everything associated with this one experience is horrendous. That is the child's perspective, and that is lower brain function, and that person will regress and digress to stay there and attempt to stay safe, which is not what a fully grown human being was ever created to do. And so psychotherapy for 20 years doesn't help, and obviously the drugs are just chemical lobotomies. So you have to ask yourself, what is going on in your head, and what could you be possibly talking about that taking 15 minutes a day to develop your brain and then to learn its anatomy and physiology, to learn about the neurotransmitters that it secretes, to begin to understand how we move from a very limited inhibiting aspect of the brain relative to our physical maturity, and how do we integrate with an adult body now with a new adult brain. The two have never met before. And it's very common. All the adults are walking around saying, oh, he's acting so childish, that's so childish. We see the people on the TV, grown women, grown men fighting and everything. That's very immature. But they have adult bodies. What do we do? Well, it's time to go. Time to get the brain balanced. Love you very much. Tune in for me on Wednesday, the Dr. Jewel Show. Love you so much. And definitely stay tuned every day for September, this is the day for the grand opening for the Jewel Network. Love you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.